Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Persistent Pizza, was written by Patricia Rabin. At age 12, Ibrahim arrived in Italy from West Africa, not knowing a word of Italian, struggling with a stutter, and forced to face anti-immigrant put-downs. None of that stopped the hard-working young man who, in his 20s, opened a pizza shop in Trento, Italy. His little business won over doubters to be listed as one of the top 50 pizzerias in the world. His hope was then to help feed hungry children on Italian streets. So he launched a pizza charity by expanding a Neapolitan tradition where customers buy an extra coffee or pizza for those in need. He also urges immigrant children to look past prejudice and not give up. Such persistence recalls Paul's lessons to the Galatians on continually doing good to all, saying in Galatians chapter 6, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Paul continued, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." Ibrahim, an immigrant who faced prejudice and language barriers, created an opportunity to do good. Food became a bridge, leading to tolerance and understanding. Inspired by such persistence, we too can look for opportunities to do good. God, then, gets the glory as He works through our steady trying. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Galatians chapter 6, verses 2 through 10. "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers." Let's pray. Dear God, when we feel weary and want to give up, remind us of Paul's words to the Galatians. Inspire us to press on, continuing to serve you by serving others, knowing and trusting that you will give us the strength to finish the work you've put before us. Thank you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.